Hi, did you know that the largest bowling alley in the world is in Japan? So it has 116 lanes. That's insane. It's incredible. I wish I was a good bowler. I definitely would like to go and check that out. Plus, Japan has a bunch of cool places to go and bands. It would be fun to experience and to go, you know, at least once in my lifetime. And also, it would be cool to bowl because I am a shitty bowler. It's so comical how bad I am. So I went bowling with my family and friends one Friday night because usually they'll play music and they'll turn off, you know, they'll turn down the lights and they'll do like a light show thing while you play, which is fun. It's fun to do that with your friends, you know. And I went and I bowled. And usually my bowling name is Taco Dipper because I just like how it looks on the screen. And I'm also very immature. So I was bowling, you know, getting my taco dip on, and then my ball got stuck in the gutter on its way to the gutter. So literally, I stood there. We were trying to get it out and try to get, try to bowl gutter so we can get it out, and none of us could. So somebody had to stop our lane to get my fucking ball out of the way to be able to continue playing. Yeah, I'm pretty shitty, you know, at bowling, but I definitely have fun playing. You know, it's a good time. I definitely would like to bowl again. That, no wonder, that makes sense. I haven't been asked to go to bowling in a while. Now it's all hitting me. So welcome to an episode of Nevermind a Broadcast, and I'm your host, Lizzie Smott. The first band, they're from Chicago, and they're releasing a new release through Spaghetti Town Records. They're called Criminal Kids, and they're a punk rock and roll band, which is just so cool to hear. You know, it's fun. It's good times, it's fun, it's catchy. The song is called Bad Blood. Also, definitely check out everything that Spaghetti Town Record does. Like, they release so much cool shit. You know, sometimes I'll get an email and I'm like, and then I get blown away by the music. And just like this band too, with Criminal Kids, I was blown away. So I was like, I definitely got to play this on my show. So this song is called Bad Blood by Criminal Kids.
Yeah!
So that was Bad Blood by Criminal Kids and this next band. I've had them on my show before, Reckless Rhythms, and they're releasing a brand new album. So they sent me a sneak preview of a couple of songs that they're going to put on the album, and I am blown away. It's going to be so good. So I was very happy. They're a punk rock and roll band. They had members of Oil Change, and you know, now they're in the Reckless Rhythms. They're doing shows. They're releasing merch and other stuff that they're doing. I'm super happy for them. Like, I love their sound. I definitely think that's unique and it's very cool. So this song, I'm super happy that they sent me a sneak preview of their album. And I'm always accepting, you know, if you guys have any more music, send it along. So this is Left Behind by Reckless Rhythms. So that was Left Behind by Reckless Rhythms, and this next band are from the UK. They're called Grifters. It's actually a dude that does vocals, guitars, and keys. So they're a garage punk act that is so cool. The name's called Grifters, and the song is called Feels Good to Be a Grifter. It kind of sounds like, damn, it feels good to be a gangsta. It's not how the song sounds like, but it just gave me, it reminded me of that real quick, but I really, really dig this stuff. I think it's so cool that, you know, one dude is creating all this stuff and releasing it. And garage punk, it's cool, guys. You guys got to give it a shot. And just like this act, Grifters, I'm looking forward to hearing more. So if he wants to send me any music, I definitely want to listen to it and check it out. So, and merch, you know, I'm always down for the merch and t-shirts. I am such a t-shirt whore. So check it out. So this is Feel Good to Be a Grifter by the Grifters.
Yeah. So that was Feel Good to Be a Grifter by the Grifters. This next band, they're from Portland, Maine. They're called Rat Fink. They are a punkabilly band, and the song is called The Pit. Check it out. They're kind of a newer band, so they have a couple of shows coming up and a release. So definitely, I love the style that they're mixing punk with psychobilly. A lot of times, people just do one or the other. And I do miss the older bands. When I was playing shows, and there was just a ton of psychobilly bands, and now they're kind of fading out. So I definitely think there should be a rise in that style, because those bands are fun. You know, they're more like horror, and it's just a good time, just like Rat Fink, and I definitely can't wait to hear more music from them. So this is The Pit by Rat Fink. So that was The Pit by Rat Fink, and we're at the last song of the episode. And of course, I am thankful for all the songs I have received from the bands. So definitely send me more music, izzysmart@gmail.com. If you can send it to me as an MP3 or WAV file, I would definitely appreciate that. So keep sending music, keep checking in, keep listening. Make sure to follow me on Instagram, Never Mind to Broadcast. And this last act, called X-Ray Xerox. They're a lo-fi garage punk band, and I am so happy I got more music from X-Ray Xerox. I am a huge fan. I definitely love their music. So the song is called Do You Want to Sniff Some Glue? I definitely can relate to the lyrics. So the lyrics goes, I don't want to work, but I guess the rent is due. I'm actually at work right now, and I don't want to fucking be here. So, I mean, it's the truth right there. So they're a garage punk band, super fun. Keep checking in. Thank you guys for listening. I am thankful for all the kind words. And yeah, so anything, if you want to talk shit to me or, you know, or just even ask me a question, izzysmart@gmail.com or my Instagram. I'm usually always on there sharing stories. So if you want me to share something, let me know. Brought out.